Welcome to this international broadcast of our great, good, and terrible black God, Yahweh, and his son, Yahweh Ben Yahweh. We're broadcasting live from International Headquarters, 2766 Northwest 62nd Street in Miami, Florida, zip code 33147. We, the so-called black people of America, are the chosen people of Almighty God Yahweh. We are the people of the Old Testament Bible. Prophecy in the Old and New Testament tells us to look for the coming of Yahweh, Ben Yahweh, who would come in his Father's name, Yahweh, St. John 5:43. The so-called black people of America are the most blessed people on earth, for unto us a child is born, unto us the Son, Yahweh, is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9:6.
I'd just like to testify to you this morning that Yahweh is God, and besides Yahweh, there is no God. I'd just like to testify to you today that the great, good, and terrible black God, Yahweh, the only true and living God, Yahweh, has sent his son, Yahweh, Ben Yahweh, to you and me, the so-called black man of America. I just like to testify to you that Yahweh has sent our Savior, who is here to redeem us today. I just like to testify to you that our Savior is not only coming, but he's here. I'd like to testify to you that our Savior is here to deliver us and to bring us into our own land. And he ain't just coming no more, but he's here right now, dwelling among you and I today. And in a few minutes, the very one that I'm talking about, the very one that has you and me dressed in white this morning, the very one who has shook up this city, is here, dwelling with you and me right now, who has caused a controversy in Miami. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who has caused a controversy in 100 major cities across America. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who got the United States government upset. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who put all of the towns out of business. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who set all black leaders down. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who has put the preachers out of business. It's Yahweh, our Messiah, who is here to deliver you and me from the hands of the white man. It's Yahweh, our Messiah, who is here to deliver us from the brutality of the white man, who has treated us evil and afflicted us evil for the past 400 years. It's Yahweh, our Messiah, who has come here as a champion for you and me.
And now to a service live and in progress with Yahweh Ben Yahweh.
Blessed be the King!
How do we love our brothers and sisters? What is our motto? What is our motto?
Our motto is one God, one man, one love, and
we're all for one.
And one for all.
We want for our brothers and sisters.
What we want for ourselves.
What about food?
If I have food, you
may
have that
one.
And anything else?
What is the duty of a Hebrew man? What is the duty of a Hebrew woman? And if he returns from the law, praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh.
Who is God of gods?
Yahweh.
Who is the King of kings?
Yahweh.
Who's the Lord of Lords?
Yahweh.
Who's our president?
Yahweh.
Who's our governor?
Yahweh.
Who's our mayor?
Yahweh.
Who's our leader?
Yahweh.
And who do we follow?
Yahweh.
We let everything that has breath. What color are all his prophets? What color is Israel? How many tribes of Israel? What's the name of the fourth tribe? What did Yahweh choose Judah to do? How long? How long is forever? What did Yahweh choose Judah to do? Who is Judah? What did Yahweh choose you to do? How long? What did Yahweh choose you to do? How long?
Forever.
How long is forever?
Eternity.
Yahweh chose who?
He chose me.
Yahweh chose who?
He chose me.
Yahweh chose who?
He chose me.
If you don't know that,
you can't say that.
Psalms 100.
Behavior continues. Part 9.
Matthew 11, 28 through 30. If I go over this every night, it'll never be too much. 11:28-30. Read.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me.
This is a learning situation. Learn of me. My yoke is discipline. And you must qualify to take it. When you look up the word take, in good dictionaries, especially in the Random House Dictionary, you will discover 117 different definitions of the word take. If you learn 116, you don't qualify to take my yoke upon you. You must learn all 117 to qualify. Otherwise, you take at my yoke. You'll be trying to run out from under it sometimes. Jeremiah 31:33. Jeremiah 31:33. Read.
But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord Yahweh, I will put my law in their inward parts, and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people.
This is not a future event. Your God is here in the flesh. Yahweh ben Yahweh. Notice this is a personal pronoun. I. Well, you are looking at me. And I am the one that is putting my law in your inward parts. That's in your mind. And I'm writing it in your hearts. What is your heart? That's a metaphor, allegory for your heart, for your mind. Heart and mind means the same thing in the Bible, in most cases. Sometimes it's literal, sometimes it's figurative, and this time it's symbolic and allegorical. You have to look up the word allegory in case you don't know what I'm saying. That's what learning is about. You have to learn of me. So I'm writing my laws in your mind so you'll never forget. And after I put my law in your inward parts and write it, when something is written, you can see it. You can put something in your house. I can put something in your house and you don't know it's there. So I can put the law in you and you don't know it's there. I've been doing it. Ever since you met me, I have been putting my law in you, but you didn't recognize it. So now I'm beginning to write it in your mind. So, and you write it on paper, I write it on boards, and now I'm writing it inside your head, and it's becoming a real part of you, and you can look up in your mind and see the. And then the, I'm writing it so indelibly. That you can actually close your eyes or open your eyes and see Yahweh ben Yahweh, the mighty God, with attendant definitions. You can actually begin to see my mental ability and my awesome, profound, grand power to in fact be the architect of the universe. You can see it. Why? Because it's on the board. I'm printing it on the board of your mind. You can visualize it now. You're beginning to have vision. Now, after I do this, then I automatically will be your God. See, I'm already God. You can't make me God. Neither can you stop me from being God. I'm already God because I am. It's not because I said, it's because I am. Now, when you begin to get my law in you and I write it in your minds, then you can see as you learn of me, my attributes through study, that I really am who I say I am, that I am that great I am. See? And then you will be my people. Okay. 2 Timothy 2:15. 2 Timothy 2:15. It's glorious, isn't it? Read.
Study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Praise Yahweh. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Let's find out what our duty is. Read.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Yahweh.
There it is again. Job feared Yahweh. I showed you that the fear of Yahweh, I didn't bother to take down the dread part, the danger, the terror, you know, the anxiety, the apprehension part, because I know you already have that concept of fear in your head. But the part you didn't have is what we wrote down. Now we find out our whole duty. This is the conclusion of all the teachings. After all is said and done, even after you have studied forever, infinitely,
The whole conclusion, the conclusion of the whole matter is fearing Yahweh. Have an extreme reverence for Yahweh. Have profound awe for Yahweh. The conclusion of the whole matter is to respect Yahweh. The conclusion of the whole matter is to love Yahweh. The conclusion of the whole matter is to have obeisance toward Yahweh. The conclusion of the whole matter in all of your studies is to have a veneration for Yahweh and to hold him as a revered being. Now you got to study all of that, see? When you practice the fear of Yahweh, then you automatically will have moral behavior. You'll be practicing moral behavior then. Okay, read on.
Fear Yahweh and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.
Duty. Whole is what? Complete. Perfect duty. Whole is a circle. Huh? Whole is a complete circle, 360 degrees. That's whole is a never-ending duty. This duty never ends. Fearing Yahweh and keeping his laws, keeping his commandments, is never ending. And that's your duty. If that's the whole duty of man, then why doesn't the white man teach us this from birth through kindergarten, through grade school, through high school, throughout college, and throughout our lives? Since this is the whole duty of man, why isn't he teaching us in America the whole duty? Why do we learn naked pictures? Pornography, huh? Why do we learn profane words? Why do they sell alcohol that is totally destructive to the mind and the body? Why do they give us everything immoral rather than moral? It's written what the whole duty of man is, so the only real education is when you teach the duty of man. Isn't it? That's the only proper education. It's when you teach the whole duty. That means there's nothing else. That's it in its entirety. The complete education of a man is fearing Yahweh, keeping his commandments. And that is exactly what we are not taught by the white man. Good gracious Yahweh, look at this class. Okay, what are we on? That was it. All right. Now let's move on to Psalms 82:6. When you do this, when you do what I've said thus far, here's what I'll be able to do with you. When you take my yoke upon you, let me write my laws within your mind, and you research all the facts, study, and research all the facts about Yahweh ben Yahweh, seek to understand the nature of Yahweh ben Yahweh, and learn how to apply all of this information to better your life and our nation's life. And then once you accept your whole duty, the conclusion of the whole matter, here's what I'll be able to do with you. Psalms 82:6. Read.
I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High.
You're children of the Most High. Most High is an allegory for the name Yahweh. So when the white masons wrote down the Most High, he knew when you read this in your mentally dead state, you would know who specifically this is. Praise Yahweh. This is specifically Yahweh, the Most High. Glory. But see who you are? I have said, you are God's. Well, I didn't know I was God. Right. That's why I'm here. To make you God. John 1:12. That's the power I have. St. John chapter 1, verse 12.
But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of Yahweh, even to them that believe on his name.
To fear me includes knowing my name. To fear Yahweh, you must believe on Yahweh's name. Look how important this is. I have the power to give you the power. What kind of power? Mental power. Man power. I have the power within me. I have so much infinite power within me that I can give you some of it. Huh? And what I give you is so powerful that you can become what? Sons of Yahweh. And since Yahweh is God, and I give you mental power to be his son, that means you have the power to be like him. You can't be him, but you can be what? Like him. And since Yahweh is divine mind, that means your mind can also become divine. So you got to look up that word. See, divine mind is different from a regular mind. Yahweh is divine mind. So let's look up divine for a second. Let's take this odyssey into divinity. I love this. Divinity. All right. Divine. Read.
Divine. Being or having the nature of a deity.
Deity. See, now that's another word. So you have to look up deity. Okay. Come on.
Of, relating to, emanating from, or being the expression of a deity.
Expression emanating from. Here's deity again. D-I-E-T-Y. Okay, or is it D-E-I-T-Y?
D-E-I.
D-I-E?
D-E-I.
D-E-I. All right. Read.
In the service or worship of a deity or God.
Or God. Deity then becomes God. In the service of God. When your mind becomes divine, it becomes the exclusive, is set aside for the exclusive use of God, Yahweh. So immorality will have no place in you because your mind has been set aside for the exclusive use of the mighty God, the Most High God, Yahweh. So your mind becomes Most High. Since he's Most High doesn't mean he's elevated physically in the stratosphere. Most High is as high as you can go in man. So when I make your mind, give you the power to have divine mind, your mind is automatically what? Raised. That's when you begin to be upright and moral. And you consciously know what you're doing. You want to be this way, godly. How many want to be godly? Praise Yahweh. So that means you want a what kind of mind?
Divine.
A divine mind, an elevated mind, a high mind, a holy mind. Now what's the advantage of having a high mind versus a low mind? Superior. Supreme. Wisdom. Divine wisdom. With wisdom, Yahweh established the earth.
Proverbs 3:19.
Here's what you are able to do. Proverbs 3:19. Read.
The Lord Yahweh by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding hath he established the heavens.
See the advantage of having your mind elevated? See the advantage of being rectitude? See the advantage of having probity of mind? See the advantage of being raised from a mentally dead level to an upright position? This is all a mental concept, a mental reality. Look what you can do with the power of mind. Create. You become a creator. You're not the creator, but you become a part of the creator. In mind. Oh, that's heavy. How many would like to be a creator? You always originate things. Well, that comes from what I'm teaching you. Why do I have so much power? Isaiah 9:6. How am I able to do all of this? Isaiah 9:6 explains that to you. If you are mystified as to how I have so much power, the power to make you God, to make you the sons of God, give you divine mind, then read this. Read.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Please turn to side 2 for part 2 of Moral Behavior.
See, you can't let nothing take your mind off me, brothers. No matter how it look. See, there are things in the world that look good to you, but I'm the best for you. I'll be watching my brother, see. Praise God. They might be deviating in a minute. Forget all about what I be saying. Something all glittery and pretty be passing by, boy, and you just lose sight of wisdom. Yoke your mind, brothers. Take my yoke upon your mind. Put it in a straight jacket and focus on me. Oh, hallelujah, way. I know I'm right. Because if you take your mind off me, it'll be low. It'll be from up on high, then all of a sudden you'll be looking low. Then you'd be praying about that, trying to get high. Glory! This is exciting. Isn't this exciting? Now you see who you'd be learning of when you learn of me? I am who? The mighty God. The mighty God. That's who I am. I'm the mighty God in the extreme sense of the word. Look up extreme for me. This is the only way we're going to have moral behavior, is we understand these things. All right.
Extreme, outermost or farthest, most. Most remote in any direction. Final.
As far as you can go. In the remotest corners of the galaxies. Fear Yahweh. Okay.
Last. Being in or attaining the greatest or highest degree.
The highest degree. That's 360. You can never rest. You must always be in the pursuit of 360 degrees. What degree is higher than 360? It's complete. So if you live forever, then you are forever seeking what?
360 degrees.
Okay.
Very intense.
Intense love for Yahweh. Intense reverence for Yahweh.
Extending far beyond the norm.
Yes, you can't just have a normal reverence for Yahweh than Yahweh. Okay.
Radical.
If they want to call you radical, be radical. Mm-hmm.
Of the greatest severity.
Whew, yes.
Drastic.
Drastic reverence.
The greatest or utmost degree or point.
So what I'm giving you, when you fear Yahweh, then you get the greatest degrees of knowledge. The white man charges you $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a semester to get a degree. After 4 years. And at the end of those 4 years, they know you're ignorant. And guess who else knows you're ignorant? You do. And when you go get your job,
What do they have to do on the job?
Train
you to work. And you know what you discover? Man, hey, I could have learned this before I graduated from high school. Right or wrong? So the white man, in tricking you to get a degree, has robbed you of money and cheated you of time in the workplace. 4 years that you could have been learning or earning, you weren't even learning. You were paying somebody ignorant to keep you ignorant. Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
But when you fear Yahweh, you gain the highest degree. Just fearing Him. So how many think it's a good idea? No wonder to fear Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge, because you travel to the highest degree. How many can see by definition this is what happens? So as you come to YU, Yahweh University, what kind of degree are you going to receive here?
The highest degree.
By learning what? Fear of Yahweh ben Yahweh. How many can see it clearly? It's kind of getting to your mind. All right.
Extreme. Either of the two things situated at the ends of a spectrum or range.
At the ends of a range. There's no end to my range. But if you extend a circle, if you split a circle and lay it horizontal, there's no end to it. Got the picture? If you disconnect the circle and extend it horizontal or vertical, it doesn't matter in which direction, where's the end of those lines? So what they're talking about doesn't exist. The extreme is where two points rest. Say that again.
Either of the two things situated at the ends of a spectrum or range.
At the end of a range. That's the limitation. So you have to have a limitation to do that. But in Yahweh, there is no limitation. All right.
An extreme condition. A drastic or immoderate expedient. The first or last terms of a ratio or series.
The first or last terms of a ratio. A ratio is in relation to something, huh? Is it not?
Yes,
always in relationship to one thing. There's a whole and a ratio is a part of it. I'm the whole. Yahweh is the whole. Okay.
The major or minor term of a syllogism.
Ooh, see, you have to write that down, syllogism. How do you spell syllogism for everybody?
Syllogism. S-Y-L-L-O-G-I-S-M.
Syllogism. Look at your vocabulary. Now you have a word, syllogism. How many already know what that means? See, right, you got to look it up, don't you? Well, you got so much to look up, you don't know what to do, right? Come on. We're still on extreme, read. That's it? Now you want to apply extreme to reverence for Yahweh. Fear is extreme reverence of Yahweh ben Yahweh. Reverence.
Reverence.
Reverence. Dictionary.
Reverence, a feeling of profound awe.
Now here comes profound awe again. Okay.
And respect, and often of love. Veneration, an act of showing respect.
An act of showing respect,
Especially an obeisance. The state of being revered.
Okay, that's reverence. Now you applied extreme to the same word that we looked up. Awe, A-W-E. I want some people to volunteer. I want one person to get ready to volunteer for the, one get ready to volunteer for mighty, and another for God. And then each word of moral behavior and apply it to Yahweh ben Yahweh. Get ready in your mind to come down to the mic without me picking you. It's an honor to come without me picking you. Okay? Awe.
Awe, an emotion of mingled reverence.
An emotion of what?
An emotion of mingled reverence.
How do you spell that word?
M-I-N-G-L-E-D.
An emotion of mingled reverence.
An emotion of mingled reverence, dread, and wonder, inspired by something majestic or sublime.
Inspired by someone majestic and sublime. And I teach the sublime. Ooh, this is so rich, honey. Go ahead.
Respect tinged with fear for authority. The power to inspire reverence or fear. Dread.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
Say it again.
Awe, an emotion of mingled reverence, dread, and wonder, inspired by something majestic or sublime.
Look up the word majestic. Spell majestic for everybody.
Majestic. M-A-J-E-S-T-I-C. Majestic.
Read.
Majestic. Having or exhibiting stateliness or great dignity.
Great dignity. So what this means is that as a follower of Yahweh ben Yahweh, as a disciple of Yahweh ben Yahweh, as a student of Yahweh ben Yahweh, you must become majestic. Which means, again,
majestic. Dignity.
Excuse me, go ahead.
Having or exhibiting stateliness or great dignity.
You must exhibit stateliness and great dignity. Dignity. That's the objective of learning this of Yahweh ben Yahweh, is how do I become stately? How do I become majestic? How do I show forth dignity? Look up the word dignity. What is dignity? Why should I want to be dignified? If I don't know what dignity is, then I may not want to be that. But how can I say I don't want to be that when I don't know what it is? When I learn of Yahweh ben Yahweh, I learn that he is majestic and dignified. So since he is making us godly, that means we ought to be like him. So therefore, we must want to become majestic and dignified. So, dignity, read.
Dignity, The presence of poise and self-respect in one's deportment to a degree that inspires respect.
You have so much respect for yourself in your conduct and deportment that it causes and forces other people and nations to look upon you with profound awe.
Thank you for listening to our international broadcast. And now some announcements by Yahweh Ben Yahweh.
I would like to once again thank you for listening. It is time for us to wake up nationwide. It is time for our people to come to Yahweh, return to Yahweh, and join the kingdom of Yahweh. For the end of this white man's world is at our very door. Come to Yahweh while you still have a chance. Run to Yahweh. Fly to Yahweh, for the kingdom of Yahweh is at hand. 2 Timothy 2:15 teaches us to study Yahweh ben Yahweh, which means to research all the facts about Yahweh ben Yahweh, seek to understand the nature of Yahweh ben Yahweh, and then learn how to apply all this information to better our lives individually and our nation Israel as a whole. Also, studying 2 Timothy 2:15 means that we should show ourselves approved unto Yahweh, the mighty God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So I invite you to study and do your research. Some of the books and aids that you need in studying Yahweh is the dictionary, encyclopedia, and also go to your libraries and research the word and the name Yahweh. I highly recommend the following books for you to read and study and do research in, and they are the original Black Bible, the King James Version, the way it looked before the white man changed it. Also, You Are Not a Nigger, Yahweh God of God. Also, Let My People Go. Also, the Hebrew Israelite Divine Dietary Law Book. Also, 100 Years of Lynching. And our many pieces of free literature and free catalogs. Now, I would like to make a very exciting announcement, an earth-shaking announcement. I have a brand new book that is going to shake the entire planet Earth up. All nations on the earth are going to be mourning over this book, titled Yahweh Judges America. Yes, my brand new book, Yahweh Judges America. Every family and all nations must have this book. Also, I would like for you to read The Mighty Black Man, which is highly symbolic with great information for us and our children. Wait, another announcement. I am releasing my second new book, which is for the entire family, titled Yahweh Ben Yahweh Mathematics, Designed to Rule Forever. In this country, we as a people have never been taught how to count. In my book, Yahweh Ben Yahweh Mathematics, Designed to Rule Forever, I show you as the nation of Israel how we will continue to be prosperous and the ways we will continue to have good success. And remember, it's designed to rule forever. Also, I would like to encourage you to listen daily to the cassette tape lesson. You may take me in the quiet study room, or while you are lying down in your bed with the lights out, you can listen to your cassette lesson and let Yahweh ben Yahweh bless your mind and bless your home. Also, you should be playing the music of Yahweh in your home and invite your friends to play the music of Yahweh in their homes, such as we have the world's best-selling underground album on cassette tape titled, for example, Let My People Go by Elder Gideon, and also on another album, Spread the News by Elder Yosef. These two great best-selling tapes you will enjoy highly, and they are musical tapes by Yahweh. Now available is Yahweh's demo tapes, which are samples of each album cassette tape. You should want to own in your home or play them in your car. Every Hebrew Israelite should own and play Yahweh music. There are 7 tapes you must have. 1, Songs of Zion. 2, Let My People Go. 3, Yahweh Our Messiah, all by Elder Gideon. 4, Spread the news by Elder Yosef. 5, Yahweh God of God by Yosiah Ben. Plus 6, Summer Tour Part 1. And 7, Summer Tour Part 2. Also, I would like to invite all of you listening to this broadcast to help wake our people up. Spread the news about Yahweh and his son, Yahweh Ben Yahweh. Testify about Yahweh Ben Yahweh. Go out and make 1,000 friends among our people. My dearly beloved brothers and sisters, I would like to invite you to write me. Write for more information about Yahweh and the greatest movement in the world today, the Kingdom of Yahweh. Whenever the elder is not answering you locally as you might desire, then feel free to write me here at headquarters in Miami for more information. You may feel free to write me personally anytime you choose here in Miami, Florida, 2766 Northwest 62nd Street, zip code 33147. We want you to know that we are now a worldwide movement in 15 countries. People all over the world, in the Caribbean islands, in the northern tip of South America, in Africa, Hawaii, Philippines, Korea. They are receiving our literature and reading about Yahweh and his son, Yahweh Ben Yahweh. And they are also accepting Yahweh as God. In America, we are in over 655 cities. And we have over 5 million people who are reading our free literature and our free newsletter every month all over America. Can you imagine 5 million so-called black people in America reading about Yahweh and his son Yahweh Ben Yahweh every month? This makes Yahweh and his son Yahweh Ben Yahweh the most powerful voice among our people here in the hells of North America. It is very important that you who accept Yahweh as your God and believe on the name Yahweh Ben Yahweh, the Son of Yahweh, that you get your name entered into the Lamb's Book of Life. So you need to write me for a Lamb's letter. If you would like to have your original Hebrew name and you are tired of going in the white man's name, you are tired of having a slave name after being free over 100 years, you are ashamed to have a slave name that your foreparents were forced to take during slavery, then write me for your Lamb's letter, and I will send it to you quickly by return mail. The scripture is Revelation chapter 20, verse 15. So return to Yahweh today. Join the greatest and fastest moving organization on the planet Earth, helping our people here in the land of North America. We, the so-called black people of America, are the ones standing in the greatest need and help. We need help more than anyone on Earth. Lastly, I would like to invite you to send your tithes, your donations, and your offerings to headquarters. Send them directly here to headquarters in Miami, Florida, 2766 Northwest 62nd Street, zip code 33147. Send all your tithes, offerings, and donations to headquarters so that I will know what you are doing directly myself. Read Malachi chapter 3, verses 6 through 10, and govern your life accordingly. Once again, it is a pleasure talking to you, and I have truly enjoyed this session that we have had today. Call your friends and tell them about this wonderful, wonderful program, and come and be with us. We meet every night at our local YU in your city. YU means Yahweh University, where we offer the highest degrees known to man on the planet Earth. Come and join this 1 hour of letting me bring you a message directly from my Father Yahweh to you. And then you may study and learn of Yahweh Ben Yahweh according to Matthew chapter 11, verse 29. You must take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and that will make you God according to Psalms 82, verse 6. And after class, fellowship. Get to know one another and love one another and have wonderful times together. Also, the most important thing you can do after this is remember the appointed feast in Miami, where Yahweh chooses to place his name according to Deuteronomy chapter 16. You should not miss one feast. Make arrangements now. Start saving now. Make your plans now. Some of the other feasts and holidays that you should be aware of and keep are the Feast of Weeks on May 20th, 1986, Once again, that's the Feast of Weeks, May 20th, 1986. Then celebrate with me at home the memorial blowing of trumpets on September 8th, 1986 at sundown. In the future, I will make tapes available to you on these holidays so that you may enjoy them in your home. 10 days later, you must keep the Day of Atonement on September 17th at sundown. This day may be kept in the quietness of your home. You should fast and pray for 24 hours without food or water, asking Yahweh to forgive you of your many sins. Then on September 21st, beginning at sundown, I'll see you personally once again for the Feast of Tabernacles. That's September 21st through the 29th. Don't miss this exciting feast that Yahweh, our God, demands that we keep here at International Headquarters in Miami, Florida. It is His law that you meet me at the Feast of Tabernacles and not come empty-handed. Yahweh ben Yahweh's disciples and followers are saving a $360 gift for the feast. If you are unable to come, send it at that time. I will not be making a 1986 summer tour, so you must come to the feast. I want to see you personally and bless you and your family personally. I want to bless your home and bless you September 21st through the 29th. Always remember that Yahweh is God, and besides Yahweh, there is no God. Now, there's one more very important announcement I want to make because I love you. We have produced for you Yahweh Kosher products. Yahweh Kosher products means that there are no additives, no preservatives, no poison, nothing that will hurt you or harm you in any way. These products have been tested and tried and have been on the market for over 2 years. All over America, in every major city, people are familiar with Yahweh products, and they are Yahweh hair food, Yahweh shampoo, Yahweh conditioner, Yahweh's hand and body lotion, Yahweh's facial natural products, Yahweh soap kabbalah, which helps to get rid of rashes and other skin problems and blemishes. Also, you may send for our free catalog describing these products and many, many others. So we are the ones who love you and care about you and are giving you products that are the best for you. So you may order these products. These are products that you can order only from headquarters. This is a mail order products only directly from headquarters. So if you would like to have the best products in the world for you and your family that will help you instead of hurting you, then you send for a Yahweh catalog and we will rush it to you by return mail. It seems that Yahweh is never finished with giving us excitement and new products and causing us to make new announcements. Once again, a new first. All over America, our women have requested famous natural oils, perfume scents. A world famous example is Giorgio. We have what you want. Remember, we have what you want. This is our wonderful introductory offer, Giorgio, world famous. You will never beat our prices. Always remember that our motto is one God, one mind, one love, and one action. And above all, never forget that Yahweh loves you, and so do I. Shalom, shalom.